it's time for Food Friday. When it comes to cooking, maybe you're a little like me, where sometimes you've got a lot of time and energy and you're willing to put in the effort to make something complicated. And then sometimes you don't have that time and or the energy and you want to make something good, but without too much effort right now. Well, our next guest is in to bring some high-profile help. Chef Jacques Pepin has a new cookbook that tackles the challenge of making delicious meals without a ton of time or prep. His new book is Jacques Pepin, Quick and Simple. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have for Chef Jacques Pepin? What are some of your favorite easier recipes to make? Do you have that go-to for maybe that weeknight where you want something good and fulfilling and easy? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Chef Pepin, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, what is your philosophy here behind this book on quick and simple cooking?
Well, you know, in a sense, I always cook this way. And maybe even more so now because getting older, you know, when you're a young chef, very often you tend to add and to add to the plate. And as my metabolism changed, getting older, then I take away, very often to be left with the essential and without too much embellishment on the plate, you know. So this is a way of cooking that I always, to a certain extent, did, you know. But certainly more so now. And you know, with what has been going on, we're getting closer to the garden, we're getting closer to the market, to the food. I mean, for me, one of the big things, I have started going back to the market a couple of times, but for a few months I did not, and that's what I miss, looking at the food, smelling the food, touching the food. It's very important. If I have someone to go pick up some food for me, I'd rather do it myself because I may think that I want spinach and I come back with artichokes because they are beautiful and maybe half price or whatever. So that's the way it is.
Now, one of your pieces of advice, it's a big relief to me and I think a lot of people, homemade doesn't mean you have to handcraft every single ingredient. What are some of the ingredients you like to have on hand, store-bought in a jar that, you know, still makes a good meal and it's not cheating?
Oh, I mean, you name it. I mean, hundreds of jars from the all kind of beans, all kind of tomato, all kind of sardine, you know, anchovies and stuff. Yeah, I mean, there is absolutely nothing wrong about anything. I mean, I go to the market. I did last week. I had some people, and I said, what am I going to do for first course for lunch? So I went to the market, to the deli counter. I took a container and I picked up three or four different types of olive, some little mozzarella bowl, some dried tomato, marinated mushroom. Anyway, I brought all of that. I brought a package of ham. And then when I got home, I took the ham out and I put it into like a martini glass hanging over the side. And in my all my olive there, I put a bit more olive oil, some herb from the garden. I fill up the center. All right, first course. And that was very nice. You know, you can do many, many things like that. There is absolutely nothing wrong. You know, in France, my mother was a chef. She had a restaurant. I mean, a chef. I had 12 restaurants in my family in France, all owned by women. All the women doing the cooking, my cousin, my two aunts, my mother, and so forth. But, you know, many, many things, from croissant to bread to pâté, to all of that type of thing, people would never have thought of doing it. You go buy it because you have some people who do it better than you can do it. You know, I mean, I have been to people's house where they insist in doing their own, I don't know, ketchup or whatever. And, but, you know, sometimes it's better off if you go and buy it and do something with it, you know.
Well, I want to talk about a really quick and easy ingredient. You talk about, you know, we don't have to necessarily buy a whole chicken or whatever to get the cuts we want. We can do that. A staple here in the U.S. in particular, I think, is the chicken breast. It's easy, boneless, skinless. It's easy to cook, but it's easy to cook to where it's dry and not that interesting. How do we take this thing that so many of us make and make sure it's still delicious?
Okay. Most of the recipe that I do with chicken leg, chicken thigh. This is what I like the best. It's moister too. I get a better result with that. I do a chicken. I take a chicken thigh. I put it skin side down in a non-stick skillet without fat or anything, salt, pepper, in a cold skillet even. I put it on and I put a cover on it. And I cook it on high heat for about 3, 4, 5 minutes. Then it really starts sizzling. Then I lower the heat and I cook it for 20 minutes without ever turning the chicken. Because I have a lid on top, I have enough steam to cook the top of the chicken, and the skin is like leather, very hard and crisp. You know, so that's what I do very often with chicken leg. With chicken breast, very often I take the chicken breast and I slice it thin, like veal. We used to have veal. Now veal are more expensive and you can't find it. And I have thin scallopini of chicken like that, or turkey. You saute it in a skillet with a little of olive oil too. About a minute, minute and a half on each side, like a little scallopini, and you put a bit of mushroom in the dressing, and you know, maybe some onion, a dash of garlic, and you have a great dish in like 3, 4, 5 minutes. You know, so.
And I see on one of your recipes, the boneless, skinless chicken breast is called a supreme of chicken.
Yeah, supreme of chicken. Yeah, that's
that sounds even better.
Yeah, the supreme of chicken. You know that? Oh, but yeah, we eat. You know, that's what happened too. You know, people very often look at French cooking, usually in the context of a star restaurant, you know, like Michelin star. And the Michelin star restaurant, which is a book in France, there is only 23 star restaurants in France, and there is about 72 star and about 400 one star. Altogether, there are like 500 star restaurants with only 23 star. But because many chefs, famous chefs, came to this country from restaurants like this, then Americans very often look at French cooking in the context of that type of food, which is very elegant, very elaborated, very rich, and which is fine. You know, I do that occasionally for holiday and so forth, and there is nothing wrong with it. But on the whole, there is 150,000 restaurants in France. So the 23-star restaurant. Many people, even in my family in France, have never eaten in a three-star restaurant. So, you know, the type of cooking that my mother used to do and my aunt or cousin is more reflected in that type of food that I show in that book. Very simple and straightforward, without too much ingredient, and using whatever you have. That's good.
It is Food Friday. We're talking to Chef Jacques Pépin. His new book is Jacques Pépin, Quick and Simple. Let's go to a caller at 800-642-1234. Ed in West Allis is with us. Ed, hi.
Bonjour. Comment allez-vous?
Ça va, merci. Yes.
I love filet mignon. And I've never had a problem when I go to France.
Yes.
Phuket. On the Champs-Élysées, and I say I want it cooked non-sink, no blood. No problem. It comes out perfect. I like it medium well, no red. In the United States, when you order it, first of all, the waiter tries to talk you out of it, and then when the order goes to the kitchen, you can hear all the chefs just complaining with raised voices. And then it comes out charred on the outside and totally red on the inside.
All right. Ed, do you give Ed your blessing, first of all, Jacques, on ordering the filet mignon or other steaks medium?
Okay, well, I'll tell you something. When I was a kid in France, my father died many, many years ago. My father would have a steak well done, sauté well done. Okay. My mother would have a steak we call blue. That is, she put her steak in the skillet very hot for like about 30 seconds, turned it on the other side, 30 seconds, and she would have that steak which was cold, totally raw inside, too, and my father, well done. Now, for me, I like it somewhere in between, but the point is that when you cook for someone, you know, you cannot cook any differently. You cook to please people, you know. I mean, a good cook needs an audience. So, you know, if I cook for my father, of course I will cook his steak well done. If I cook for my mother, I will cook it raw, whether I like it myself or not, that has nothing to do. You know, you cook to please people. And when I'm in a restaurant, if someone order me a rack of lamb, then I will do it medium rare because this is the way I think it should be. This is the way I like it too. But if someone say, I want mine well done, I say, well, yes, sir. You're paying for it. You want well done? You will have well done. And that's the way it should be.
All right, Ed, don't take any guff from those American restaurants. We're talking to Chef Jacques Pepin right now. He's an international chef, TV host, author of many cookbooks, including most recently the one we're talking about, Jacques Pepin, Quick and Simple. He's with us to talk about fast and easy dishes that we can tackle in our own kitchens. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions about how to save time in the kitchen? What are some of your quick go-to meals? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our Food Friday chat about quick and easy meals with Chef Jacques Pepin. And you can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions for the chef. By the way, got a few recipes Jacques shared with us at WPR.org/Food Friday, including a very timely one for leeks. Probably won't have time to talk about them because we want to take your calls instead. Let's go back to our callers. Kristen is with us in Lake Geneva. Kristen, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. So I have a question about, you know, the little bits that when you're frying up either and in a skillet, sauteing onions with maybe butter, potatoes, and there's always that little burnt bits that are left in the pan, and they taste better than anything. Like, what can I do with that? Like, how can I extend that and make that something valuable to include in the meal?
Oh, yes, what do you think, Jacques?
You just have to increase your temperature and cook. Whether it's onion, whether it's potato, whether any of this, yeah, you cook it to crystallize it and get that type of crunchiness and that type of yes. And anyway, if you are the cook, and if you only have a couple of pieces like that left, you eat it yourself because this is this is part of what the cook should have, you know. By the way, you know that I'm calling you from my home, and I live in Madison, Connecticut.
Aha! In Madison, yeah. Madison call. Thank
yeah,
you so
Madison,
much.
Madison, Connecticut, in a small town on the shoreline between New Haven and New London, you know, so.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that call. Just cook it hot or make it all the yummy, crispy bits. Let's go now to Ann in Waukesha. Ann, hi.
Hi, this is so exciting being able to talk to you, Jacques. I have watched you for years. I just wanted to thank you for teaching me to make perfect scrambled eggs. I do stirring and the small curd, and that's about pretty much all I can cook. My husband uses your cookbooks, though, and I get to enjoy delicious food from your cookbooks.
And thanks so much. Yeah, Jacques, give us the secret to fantastic scrambled eggs.
Thank you. Yes, well, you know, scrambled eggs very often in France, you know, is used. When I cook, even with the French president many years ago, I cook for, scrambled eggs may be part of the first course of a very fancy meal because you would serve it. Very often we serve it in the shell of the eggs that we open, and the scrambled eggs finished with butter was piled up on top, and on top of that you had some caviar. So with the, you know, the egg of the chicken with the egg of the fish, you know, served on top. So we do use eggs very often in classic French cooking as a very elegant meal for a fancy dinner. So we don't use it only at breakfast or brunch type of things, you know.
All right. Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go now to Paula in Rhinelander. Paula, hi.
Hi. Oh, I'm so excited. I love your guest and his cooking. I'm so excited to buy his new book, too. But I love potatoes, and I'm wondering if he has a favored potato recipe.
Well, in the book, yes, I have a bunch of potato. I mean, I can't live without potato. But from a gratin of potato with garlic and the cream in it in the oven to just sauté potato, those are, I think I have in the book, I believe, sliced potato. I mean, those are cooked potato and peeled and sliced thick and just browned in butter nicely, and, you know, finished with a bit of garlic and herbs. So that's, you know, I mean, yes, potato for me, I can have potato at every meal. And my wife was born in New York City. We just celebrated our 54th anniversary a couple of weeks ago. And her mother was Puerto Rican, so she goes more for rice. But I like rice too. But frankly, I like potato better.
Paula, thanks a lot for calling in. Congratulations on the anniversary, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
We are talking to Chef Jacques Pepin on this week's edition of Food Friday. Find a few recipes from Jacques from his new cookbook, Jacques Pepin, Quick and Simple, over at WPR.org/Food Friday. Hey, let's talk about one of these recipes you shared, leeks vinaigrette. And Jacques, around here, there's a lot of leeks going around. So this is a good time for this recipe. This one looks pretty simple. Tell us about the recipe a little bit.
Yeah, see, in France, when I was a kid, the leek was called the asparagus of the poor, you know, because asparagus was very expensive, leek was very inexpensive, which is not necessarily the case here. So the leek, one of the mistakes people take when they're cooking leek, they're taking too much of the green out. I take a little bit of the iron of the leaf, but not much of it. I basically leave all of the green in. And then you cook that in salted water long enough to be tender, which is at least 30 minutes, and drain it out, and put a nice mustard vinaigrette on top of it. It's a great, and I think at the beginning of the book, I show you how to do a vinaigrette. One of the things that I do, where I take a jar, and very often it's a jar of mustard. Sometimes when I have a jar of mustard and there is like 1 or 2 tablespoons of mustard left in the bottom, or a fresh jar. So I put 2 or 3 tablespoons of vinegar on top of it, salt, pepper. I fill it up with olive oil, I shake the pan, and that's it. I have a jar of vinaigrette for a week and a half, 2 weeks, and then after I do it again. So this is that type of vinaigrette that you would put on top of your leek. Yeah, that's good.
Let's go back to our callers now. Deborah is with us in Brown Deer. Deborah, hi.
Hi, this is this is such a pleasure. Oh, Jacques Pepin, I went out from Michigan to New York to be a nanny and discovered my favorite restaurant, La Potagerie.
Oh, boy, no kidding.
Oh, my gosh, it was just my favorite restaurant. I still tell everybody about it. Soup, croissant, and a dessert. It's just wonderful. And so any comment or any great soup recipes on why you got inspired to create that restaurant, I just want you to know you're my hero.
Oh.
Thank you. That restaurant, I mean, you're absolutely right. It was $3.25, tax and tip included.
Wow.
Of course, that was 1970-71. So the big, big bowl of soup. Then I had a buffet of black bread, croissant, baguette. People used whatever they wanted. Then you had a beverage. And then for dessert, we had a piece of cheese impaled through a fork into an apple. And that was the dessert. And no tip, no tax. Yeah, that was amazing. It was a small restaurant. We seat 102 people on Fifth Avenue between 45-46th Street. And I remember doing up to 750 people for lunch, which was a turnover every like 18 minutes. It was an amazing, amazing restaurant. A long, long time ago, boy, thank you, 1970. When I came there, I went on What's My Line, To Tell the Truth, all of those shows, because I had that restaurant on Fifth Avenue, a soup restaurant. You know, that was funny. Thank you, anyway, for reminding me.
Great. Thanks for sharing that, Deborah. In our last minute and a half or so, Jacques, it's the fall season. What fall produce? You're in a pretty similar climate to us if you're in Connecticut now. Fall produce has you the most excited this time of year?
Well, you know, from pumpkin, I just did a soup from pumpkin a couple of days ago. You know, in the last 4 months or so, my daughter, I have a Facebook, but it's my daughter who does it. And I have done 150 recipe. She had a new one every day of like 2, 3, 4 minutes, showing people what to use in your refrigerator, in your pantry, and so forth. And a couple of days ago, I did a soup with a big pumpkin. I put the whole pumpkin in the oven and when it came out, I scrapped the flesh out and mixed it with some cream and so forth. That was a great soup. I did another dish with the Brussels sprout. I sliced it in the food processor or by hand and just sauteed it with a little bit of bacon from roast it. Yes, a sweet potato. My wife loves sweet potato. I cut it in half. I score the top with a knife. In one way and the other way, put a bit of honey on top of it and salt and the butter and bake it in the oven for like 45 minutes. So that all, full recipe. Yeah, sure.
Fantastic. Jacques, thank you so much for joining us again today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me and happy cooking.
You too. Jacques Pepin is a chef, TV host, and author of many cookbooks, including his latest, Jacques Pepin, Quick and Simple. Find a few recipes from that book at WPR.org/Food Friday.